From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. In less than a year, the people of southern Sudan will vote on whether or not to secede from northern Sudan. It's a region on the verge of enormous change. Yet much about life in the semi-autonomous south hasn't changed in centuries. NPR's Gwen Tompkins has the story.
You walk into a bar in Juba, southern Sudan, and everything looks familiar. Recessed lighting, imported tile, dark-stained wood, comfortable chairs. There's a Lebanese bar owner, a cosmopolitan crowd, and over the sound system, the perfect quiet storm of R&B. Barry White, The OJs, Gladys Knight, Teddy Pendergrass. And as Earth, Wind, and Fire launch into their classic hit, Reasons, you should pull your honey near and whisper in your sexiest voice. Globalization. Yes, globalization has hit the southern capital of Juba, a town without a working traffic light or a public water system, or an electric grid. The steady growl of generators makes modern life possible, along with the flow of cappuccinos and lattes or noodles from the Thai-owned restaurant. You can sleep in a Chinese hotel or an Ethiopian one, and the international airport has daily flights in and out of the country. And yet, modernity is but a dream in the other half of Juba, and indeed, the rest of southern Sudan. Dang Arol is a shepherd outside the western town of Awail. Make that the village of Awail. No, make that a hamlet called Awail. He minds other people's cows and sheep. And the only earth, wind, and fire he's aware of are the actual elements in nature. Arol doesn't have a corral, so he tethers each animal to a stake in the ground, like a cow park.
My cattle always get water there in place called Wadit. And it takes 3 hours to reach. So I always, in the morning, I take them to the water. So rest of them are on the way.
They come by themselves?
Themselves. This is my life, the way you see me here. That is my work.
Lise Grande coordinates United Nations humanitarian assistance in the south.
We will often say that there are parts of southern Sudan which are some of the most remote on the face of the planet.
Southern Sudan is the size of California and Nevada combined. It has 8 or 9 million residents, maybe more. And if the region becomes an independent country next year, it will be among the world's neediest. Southern Sudan has lots of oil, but not enough money to satisfy vast needs above the ground. The region has only 100 midwives. There are 1,000 children for every teacher, and most people here live in clusters of grass huts called Bomas. They're by and large illiterate. But Grande says everyone knows the letters CPA. Those letters stand for the agreement between North and South Sudan that allows for an independence referendum next year.
The Comprehensive Peace Agreement is huge and it has lots of components. You know, a handful of people really understand that. But the thing that everybody knows, and it doesn't matter how remote the Boma is you're visiting, they know that they will decide their destiny.
The ruling party of the South must find a way to crowd everyone into the same century. It won't be easy. Take Jonglei State, for instance. It's larger than New York State, but has only one road. Goy Jayul is a local commissioner here. Jayul says his town of Akobo aspires to the 20th century, much less the 21st. Right now, they're facing the likelihood of famine.
We want the other services to trickle down, to come to the community. And that would be if we have roads. We need to have permanent roads that would connect us to the rest of southern Sudan so they can go and buy food for yourself and bring it here. Lack of roads and lack of other basic services will render this community isolated. And in the long run, you know, small towns like this will be left.
David Gressley heads the regional UN mission here. He says unity or separation for southern Sudan is a matter of semantics.
Frankly, southern Sudan will face the same challenges regardless of unity or separation. In many ways, in 2005, people lived as they had 100, 200 years ago. Southern Sudan is moving ahead maybe 25 years at a pop per year.
But as life speeds up here, something will be lost. Outside Juba, wild pigs water themselves near the Nile River. Little boys tend cattle completely naked, with only their bows and arrows to protect them. Dirt roads trail off quickly into footpaths. People eat from coconut trees and bathe without shame in the river. For most, the day is measured by the arc of the sun. This place is at once empty and full. It feels like the beginning of something, like the beginning of time. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News.